sending that in. So welcome to the Send Out Cards weekly call. Very excited to share a quick message with you tonight. I've got some numbers for you tonight that's going to be very interesting for you. They were very interesting for me. Jordan, you haven't even heard these numbers yet, but I'll tell you, it is a reflection on how powerful our program is. This program with the new free accounts, the $17, the $97, the $147, the numbers that are coming in is a reflection that those accounts are doing exactly what we designed them to do. I'm really excited to share that with you. So I'm going to get to that in just a second. Before I do that, though, I really want to shout out to our Eagles Nest. We have a parting Eagles Nest, and we have a brand new Eagles Nest coming in. You've probably seen some announcements on that. We want to stand and shout for those who have served this company over the past, in the Winter's Nest, over the past 6 or 7 months, being consistent on conference calls every other week, giving us valuable input, especially through the convention and through the transition. You know, some of the most challenging times as a company, this team has really helped us with. So we have our permanent Eagles, Jordan Adler, Bob and Betty Ann Golden, Diane Walker, Melissa Barlock, Phoebe Trotman. Congratulations to them always for being the examples they are and for contributing what they do. Serving on the Winner's Nest, we had Dave and Lori Smith, Stephen Gell, Zintek, Jules Price, Darla DeGrandi, Brian Perez, Callie Teagarden, Jackie Ulmer, Jenny and Dave Potter, Bill Porter and Sean Barklow, Melody Page Ferry, Ryan Hightower, Joy Klohanitz, Dean and Carolyn Gialamas, Mary Benoit, Heba Malki, and Dia Bartlett from Australia. I want to thank you so much for the efforts that you put in over the past several months. The Eagle's Nest is an incredible tool for us. It works very, very well. We're able to get a lot of input, and a lot of things you see today and send out cards is a result of the feedback we get from these nests and others. We have a brand new nest tonight. Of course, we have all of our permanent Eagles that we've already mentioned. They're always a member of the nest. Joining us on the new Eagles Nest, we have Dave and Lori Smith, Stephen Gell, Zintek, Callie Teagarden, Darla DeGrandi, Brenda and Michael Sanchez, Kathy Rickley, Michelle Slaney-Travato, Donna Sylvester, Stephanie Massman, Matt Sherb, Brian Perez, Jay McHugh, Kim Gwen, Cheyenne Lake, Chip Barkle, Ryan Hightower, Sylvia Castillo, Christopher Westfall, Kayla LeBlec, Susan Day, AJ Mita, Brenda Perkins, and Ian and Helen Kingwell from Australia. Welcome. A lot of new people on that list. A lot of really, really new people on that list. That list was the majority of what decided that list is performance, personal performance since convention. So people who have really been out there putting on new subscriptions and helping others put on new subscriptions, those who scored the highest in those categories personally, you just heard their names. So I want to make sure we congratulate all of them and appreciate their efforts and looking forward to valuable input from them as well. So having that been said, I want to share some really fun stuff with you. It's kind of interesting living in a social media world where everybody, you know, you get instant feedback and instant comments and instant opinions from people. And it's, you got to kind of navigate through all of that information. And I think we all need to remind each other that a lot of times we're quick to make observations, we're quick to make assumptions of how we think things might be. And a lot of times we post those things in the group and stuff like that, which leaves people to wonder. And so we have to be really careful with that. You know, I want to give a scenario. I've bought snowmobiles for years, like 25 years. I'm an avid snowmobiler in the backcountry here in the West, and I've bought Skidoo snowmobiles for years and years and years and years. 20 years ago, every other year I'd buy a brand new machine because I'm really big into the sport. 20 years ago, I started doing that activity. Every other year, bought a new machine. Well, in the last 6 years, there's something that's dramatically changed in the last 6 to 8 years when it comes to snowmobile marketing. And what do you suppose it is? It's social media. And we have social media, and we have places where people make comments. There's forums that people are on and all of those things. And what do you suppose are on those forums? So now what you do, when I go to look up the brand new snowmobile brand that I want to buy, I see all of these comments and opinions and ideas and what they think things are. And a lot of times when you read all those comments, it can be discouraging to the point of, do I really want to buy that new sled now or not? Now, I never had that issue 20 years ago because it didn't have all that stuff on there. But what I've found is that during the last 5 or 6 years, the product continues to get better and better and better. And I just have to make a conscious decision that I believe enough in the product, I believe enough in what the company is delivering, that I'm going to purchase that product regardless of what, all of the crazy comments are going on. Now, I want you to put yourself in my shoes as a consumer, because I know you've all experienced this. You've all experienced things where you want to go find out something about something, and you see all kinds of crazy comments. And you have to filter to find the really, good comments about, valuable comments about the product. So the reason I share that is again, when you're in the Send Out Cards group, you want to be really careful that you're not formulating opinions and then putting it out there based on what you think you know about the product or about the new subscriptions or things like that. Trust the process. I guess the point I'm making is I trust Ski-Doo. I trust they're going to make a valuable product regardless of some of the comments that might come in that, somebody blew their motor or somebody did this or somebody had this and why didn't Ski-Doo do that, whatever. And obviously some of that information is valuable for Ski-Doo to make a better product, but I have to trust the process that they're going to always make a good product, so I buy a new machine every other year. The same thing applies here at Send Out Cards, is that we want to make sure that we trust the process, trust the process of what we are doing. And the reason that I set this up this way, a lot of you are thinking, wow, that's a lot of information, Cody, but the reason I do that is because you all have heard opinions and you've heard wonderments and you've heard, I wonder how these new subscription plans are really going to work. And you've wondered, how am I going to build my Send Out Cards business quickly? How can I get commissions faster? These are all comments that we've heard and that have been posted and that people make comments on those posts and things of that nature, okay? Now I'm going to share with you some reality. I'm going to share with you some numbers, okay? So this, and Jordan, you haven't even heard this yet, so this is going to be very telling for you as well. First of all, I want to share with you that the subscription plan, the free plan and the subscription plan is working exactly the way it was designed. I could not be more pleased or more excited by the numbers that are beginning to tally in. Let me share some of those with you. First of all, you would all probably assume, and you would assume correctly, that we get more free accounts than any other accounts. I assume everybody thinks that. Well, you're right. We get lots more free accounts than any other accounts. It's designed that way. Okay, now here's what we did. I'm not going to share with you the exact numbers, but I'm going to share with you percentages. The numbers are high. They're high. They're multiple thousands of new subscriptions that have come on and new free accounts that have come on since convention. Okay? I'll put it this way. We have not hit six digits yet, but we're definitely in the five-digit category of new accounts. That includes free accounts and free accounts and subscriptions that we've put on. Having that been said, I'm going to share with you some numbers. The first number I'm going to share with you is how many free accounts versus how many subscriptions we have. This is brand new since convention. Now, I'm only counting free accounts that have purchased something, okay? So the numbers I'm about to share with you, I don't count a free account until somebody's bought something on it. They put in a credit card, and they bought a card and a gift or whatever, okay? So these numbers reflect that. So having that been said, I want you to think in your mind right now, how many of all our accounts are free accounts that have bought something versus subscriptions? Here's the number. 60% of our accounts we have put on are free accounts that have purchased something. 40% are subscriptions. Okay? That's exactly what we anticipated and exactly what's coming through. Now let me share with you a breakdown of the subscriptions. Okay? So, and again, everybody might have some assumptions of what we think might be doing what. The $147 subscription, 12% of our subscribers sign up on the $147 so far. Of the $97 plan, 42% of our subscribers sign up for $97. Our $17 plan, 45% sign up on a $17 plan. If you were to take brand new users only, because those numbers I just gave you were existing accounts that have converted and new users combined. If you're to take the new users only, so these are brand new users since convention, the 17 and 97 literally are identical. We put the exact same amount of people on a 17 as we have a 97, 43% of each one. 43% of the 17, 43% on a 97, 12% on a 147. Now I'm going to share with you why I'm so excited about that. What that tells me is that the multiple plans are doing exactly what they were designed to do. I responded to inboxes last week of several people that were concerned because they had somebody that was on, that opted for a 97 up front, but then analyzed exactly what their particular usage was and decided it would be better for them to get on a 17 because it just worked better for the way they were doing it. And then others decided that they might be better off to go up to a 147 because of the type of sending they were doing. And the person that put that in the inbox was concerned about that. So I responded back to the inbox and like, I'm excited about that. I'm really excited about that because what's happening is people are doing exactly what we thought they would do. See, not everybody needs a 97. Not everybody wants a 97, and not everybody should have a 97. It comes right down to what are your particular needs, what are the specific things that you're doing, and that will determine which program you should be on. So when I see that 43% of our users are on a 17 and 43% are on a 97 and 12% are on a 147 and 40% of our users are on subscriptions, 60% are on frees, I'm excited because what it's saying is it's doing exactly what we designed this system to do. Okay? Now, a lot of you are wondering, well, what about the paid for plan? How does that tie into the paid for plan? I hope everybody understands that the paid for plan is designed for any subscription. So if you get on a 17 and get four 17s, it's paid for. 97, same story, paid for. 147, same story, paid for. Paid for works with any of the subscription plans, and you don't need to worry about which subscription somebody gets on. You want them on the subscription that they will stick on. And it appears that that's exactly what happened. And by the way, people are not falling off either. They're holding on to their subscriptions. So the early signs are very, very, very positive in what we're doing. So, Jordan, I had you come on, and we didn't talk about this because I didn't have these numbers the other day. What are your initial thoughts when I share those numbers? And, again, we haven't even talked, so I don't know what you're going to say. So,
yeah, no, you know, Cody, I'm not too surprised because all day long, every day, I'm getting messages from team members and in my group that are signing up customers and referral partners, and the numbers you shared are consistent. And what I really love about this is, especially, you know, in light of the future, looking at where we are today in the future, and I had this conversation with Phil and Sheila Barnhart this weekend, is that with all these new subscriptions coming on, where these are rock-solid plans where people are subscribing to our service and then they get included cards with the service, this sets us up. First of all, it removes all the liability that you had in the past with stockpiling points and things like that and paying commissions on points, but also it puts us in a position where we've got a really rock-solid subscription service that's consistent with the amount of money that's being spent in the network marketing profession on, products out there that, puts us in a position to create some really amazing residuals for our distributors. People from now on going forward, it puts them in a position, everybody in a position to create some really significant residual income checks as they put people on these programs. But I love what you said. It's like the program that someone should be on is the one that works best for them. So if the free account works best for them, that's the one they should be on. We had a guy, let me tell you about one guy today, met him at the BNI event that we did in Chicago. His name is Davis Jaspers, and he owns a direct sales product company, young guy, probably 30 years old. He's owned his company for 6 years. He signed up today for the $97 program and a referral partner. And he told the guy that connected me with him, he told him, Ray Rita, he said he wanted the $17 plan. And so we got on a Zoom together, and I went through all four plans with him in detail. It took me probably 3 minutes or 4 minutes to review all four plans. And as soon as I was done, he said, I need the 97 or the 147, because he didn't understand. But it was very clear to him, based on the cards that he wanted to send. He told me a long list of cards that he wanted to send every month. And it was very clear to him that the $97 program is the one that he needed. It's so easy for the people that are out presenting it right now. It's so easy to sign people up on these plans. Way easier than it's ever been before. Way easier.
No question. And the numbers are reflecting that. I mean, this we're not sharing with you theory tonight. We're sharing with you facts. Let me share some other interesting numbers here. And the free accounts are doing precisely what we thought they would do. Okay, now I'd like to see some of these numbers get a little bit better, but they were really right on target with what we thought the free account would do. Right now, 66% of our free accounts have yet to send an order. Now, an order is either a card or a card and a gift combined. They just count that either one of those as an order. So 66% have not placed an order. Now, we expected that. A lot of people jump on a free account and they don't send anything. Now, we think that we can get that number to come way down, but we fully anticipated the numbers to be in the mid-60s, even up towards to 70% of free accounts not sending an order. But check this out. 20% of those accounts have placed at least a single order each month. 13% of those accounts have placed 2 to 5 orders consistently each month we've had the service. Now, what did we always say, Jordan? If you have a whole bunch of free accounts that are sending a couple of cards a month, mm-hmm. big money is in the little money, and they're there. So far, and keep in mind, everybody, these numbers I'm sharing with you have been numbers that have been put up and maintained while we've had the challenges of our technology
right.
getting it started. So I'm really excited about the numbers because they're showing us that we've got the right plan in place. It does work. As Jimmy would say, this dog does hunt. And it's very, very exciting and very telling numbers. Now, I want to talk, Jordan, I want to talk a little bit. We talked over the weekend about this, and you've been on the phone with other leaders of other big companies. I've been on the phone with other leaders of other big companies. What we've been out looking at is we're analyzing companies that are doing two things. First thing is that they're shifting to stay on par with the regulations that are coming down. So they're making sure that they're focusing more on customer usage, that they're not front loading, that they're not setting up packages that customers won't buy, but reps do buy so they can qualify. Those are all things that the regulators are coming very hard down on. So we're focusing on companies that have about a $100 a month plan and are not trying to do front end packages and things so that they're long term like us and stay in business for a long time. Because let me tell you something. People say all the time, well, what kind of front end packages is Send Out Cards going to offer? Well, we're going to offer exactly what we are offering. We're going to offer the campaign store. And we're going to offer things that people need and that a customer and a distributor and or a distributor would buy. We're not going to offer front-end packages that only a distributor would buy because the regulators are shutting those companies down. They're calling that front-loading. Sometimes we get compared to other companies that have front-end plans, have front-end packages so that they can show fast commissions really fast. I'm not going to be in that business because I'm going to stay in business. That's my commitment to you. I'm going to stay in business. Now, I think that we have the best opportunity to not only stay in business, following to the T what the regulations tell us we need to do, but I believe that we have a $100 a month play, a minimum $100 a month play, that can create incredible residual income. Now, Jordan, and we're not going to mention any company names or anything like that, but I know I've talked to a couple of $100 plans. What that means is their whole focus is on getting people to buy $100 worth of product a month from day one. So when you sign up, get on a $100 subscription of some kind or a $100 auto ship of some kind to buy whatever product they're selling, and that is what the focus is. Get as many customers on about $100 a month worth of product, as many of your team members on about $100 worth of product, and that's going to be the build in what we do. Now, Jordan, tell me what you have found with that.
Yeah, I was with you. I actually messaged a couple of people that are in different companies, big companies, a half billion to billion-dollar companies. And I've got close friends that have very, very, very large organizations in those companies that have been with them for years. And I asked them, you know, what is your upfront package costs and what are the monthlies? And they've all eliminated their upfront package costs because of the regulations that came down as a result of the Herbalife decision, the recent Herbalife decision. And, for example, I'll read word for word from one of the messages I got back from a friend of mine. For a new distributor, if they buy the trio and shakes, it's $105.09 per month, very affordable, no upfront purchases. So, and then they've got a $50 distributor fee if they want to be a distributor. So it's very consistent with what we've got. And so the upfront packages in this profession are dead if you want to be in business long term. Now, the other thing I want to mention in some of the conversations I had over the weekend was, you know, people saying, well, what about the upfront money? The upfront money is still there. It's just not upfront. It's on the back end. So we're signing them up on a subscription first, which is really what the regulators want anyway. We're signing real customers up on real subscriptions. And then if they need something, so we're not giving something to someone that they don't need. We're not selling them something that they don't want or don't need. If they need something on the back end, they can add the referral partner. That's not commissionable. But the campaign store essentials and the different campaign packages, part of the challenge that most of the people that have had an issue with this have is that nobody's talking about that stuff. You know, I did a whole conference call on one of them, but if you start showing people that, I mean, I've sold a few of those packages already, but you'll find that there's people out there that want those, but that's the back end. That's after they've got a subscription, maybe they're a referral partner, and then you show them the campaign store because a lot of times they don't know about it unless you let them know about it. I sold one to an attorney, a five-touch campaign, $135. Well, that's commissionable up front. It's commissionable on the back end, right? We're getting paid on that. Because they're buying that set, that campaign set. And then on top of that, you're getting paid on the usage of that. So when they're sending cards out, you know, depending on which plan they're on, if they're paying $1.75 per card, you're getting commission on that as well. And then the other thing I want to mention is that a lot of our customers that sign up for a 97 or a 147, you understand that that's not what they're going to be spending every month. That's just their subscription that gives them the free unlimited individual card sends, but some of them will be sending gifts. Some of them will be sending larger campaigns, and you're commissioned on that as well. So their monthly subscription auto ship, whatever you want to call it, is no longer $97. It might be $200 or $300, and they'll gladly pay it. Gladly. Thousands. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, now to go along with that, let me share what one of my close friends that's in another company, and again, average $100 a month build. And again, their goal is to get people to buy additional product on top of the $100 a month. Here's what she said, and she, you know, I've presented to her our onboarding process, which again, go back to what Jordan's saying. If you just simply follow the onboarding process and get to level four, making it a habit of sharing the onboarding process, you will show to them after they're on a subscription that they can go into a campaign store, that they can buy a first impression kit, all of which, as Jordan said, is front-end money. In addition to that, they're going to be buying gifts, they're going to be buying campaigns and doing those kinds of things, which, again, adds additional money on top of the average of $100 a month. Here's what this young lady told me today on the phone. She says, Cody, I don't know of a program out there, ours certainly doesn't have it, that has the potential selling more than the $100 a month on top of the so the incremental sell on top of the $100 a month, your potential of selling incrementally on top of the $100 a month is far superior to anything I've ever seen. Because we sell a lotion and a potion for $100 a month, it's pretty much what somebody needs for that month. For us to sell additional peripheral products, it's very hard. So your plan is very strong because you've got a $100 build plan now. We've never had a $100 build plan. We have one now. 97, 147, and you say, even looking at my numbers, what did I say? So if you look at my numbers, you say, well, yeah, Cody, but 40% are on 17s. Yeah, that's great. Sign up a whole bunch of 17s. That will build up to your $100. You know, 197 makes your $100. Four people on a 97 gets you paid for. And then you can share those numbers. But if they decide to opt down to a 17, let them sign up. You're going to sign up a whole bunch of those people on a 17. You're going to get an average of $100 a month very easily now. We have a $100 build plan now. We can show that money and the average. So and that's what I love about the paid for plan, because the paid for plan says this. It says, I'm going to go get on a subscription and find four people to at least get on the subscription I'm on. That way I'm paid for. And then I'm going to find four people to do the same thing. When you do that, you can show the numbers, you can show the duplication, and you can show how the money's made, not counting any front-end sales, not counting any campaign sales, not counting any gift sales. It's phenomenal what we're sitting on and what we have. But I'm going to go back to, we need to trust the process. We got a lot of new people that are on this call right now. They're saying, well, yeah, it's a no-brainer to trust process. This is awesome. We got users have been around for a long time that, you know, are still kind of getting acclimated to the new program. This is the new Send Out Cards, friends, and it's working and it's phenomenal, and we're on our way to some phenomenal builds. So we're very, very excited about that. Great, great things are happening here. Couple other things I want to share real quick. I promise you that we're going to have this training module up. It's 2 weeks away from having it completely up. All you need to know is, hey, how do you build a Send Out Cards business? You use it, you share it, and you build teams of people to do the same. That is what you need to remember, and that is how this training module will be set up. Use the product, share the product, and create teams of people that are going to do the same thing. That's pretty much it. How do I share the product? I'm going to demo the product, show them the onboarding process. I'm going to do it in one-on-ones. I'm going to do it in Facebook presentations and all those things. Who are you going to talk to? I'm going to go create lists. I'm going to list everybody I know. I'm going to create private Facebook groups for people to join, which Jordan is really championing that. And we're going to get lots and lots of people to get the presentation in front of. Follow this plan, my friends, and it works. One other thing I want to share, Jordan, I want you to kind of make comment to this. I had an interesting observation this past weekend. Jordan and I had the opportunity to speak at another BNI get together. It was a regional event. So we spoke at the national event in Las Vegas a couple of months ago, and then we spoke at a regional event in Chicago this past weekend. It's very, very interesting. It's amazing, first of all, the credibility that Send Out Cards has in the professional business world is phenomenal. Jordan, we as a company have signed up over 1,000. We put over 1,000 people in BNI chapters across the world. Jordan's organization alone, so throughout Jordan's organization, over 900 of those people have been put in to BNI chapters over the past several years. I'm going to share something with you. When Jordan first got involved with Send Out Cards, if you want to duplicate what Jordan has done, you have a new opportunity to do it. When Jordan came in to Send Out Cards, he's the first one that had the vision of BNI. And then he brought that vision to me, and I embraced it. But make no mistake, he's the one that first saw the vision. He said to himself, if I could just get one rep in every BNI chapter across the world, how powerful would that be for me in duplicating an organization? And then I can teach my reps to do the same thing. Now, I heard people say, well, yeah, that's Jordan's thing, and he saturated it. Oh, he saturated it. There's 8,900 chapters, and we're only in 900 of them. So we didn't saturate anything, never did, but a lot of people discredited it down the line because, well, Jordan got the jump on it. No, he didn't. Jordan just did it, implemented it, and you could and still can do the same thing. Now I'm going to share another one with you that has far more potential than BNI ever had. And I love BNI, and we'll continue to work with BNI forever. It's an incredible program, and it's great for Send Out Cards. Send Out Cards is great for BNI. But what Jordan now has, Jordan has a new vision now with this Facebook grouping. Now, other people have done it, but Jordan has really embraced it. And what it reminds me of is how he embraced the BNI concept and idea 13 years ago. He embraced the idea, if I can just get a person in each chapter, it can help me to expand my network of people. Jordan is doing exactly the same thing now with what he's teaching in building these Facebook groups, starting private groups, inviting people to private groups, and eventually having people come in and present beneficial things to that group, and down the road present the Send Out Cards offering to the group. He's dialed in, just like he was with the BNI concept 13 years ago. He's dialed into this now, and the potential of this is, you know, there's billions of people on Facebook. So the potential of this is far bigger than anything we've ever seen. So if you want to duplicate Jordan's success, all you got to do is embrace some of the visions that he's had. The BNI was a vision. The private Facebook grouping and what we're doing for online presentation, that is a vision. And all you have to do is embrace it. And Jordan, I just want you to speak to that briefly.
Yeah, Cody, it's like it is multiples bigger because in BNI there's a barrier to entry. People have to pay a few $100 a year. They have to go there every week. These groups can be set up anytime, anywhere. It's free and it creates a captive audience and it does it in a really non-threatening way. I'm going to talk about this a little bit on my call tonight, but I'm teaching it. Like I want as many people in my organization to be part of this, and I'd like you to teach it in your teams. And the opportunity is significantly bigger than the opportunity I had when I introduced the idea of getting Send Out Cards people into BNI chapters. It's significantly bigger. It's funny because I had somebody say to me, Jordan, we're friends. We've known each other a long time. Can you give me the non-sugar-coated version of what you think about Send Out Cards today? This is the non-sugar-coated version. What you're getting right now is the non-sugar-coated version. This is me being more excited about, and I'm pouring myself into the business. You guys, I could retire and collect my residual check right now and live a very nice life, just like many other people have. But I see such a huge potential here, and I see the ability for us to help fulfill on Cody's vision to get send-out cards all over the world and get millions of people using send-out cards, and the rewards for that are staggering, and I see the biggest opportunity since send-out cards. What we're launching with the social media strategy, this marketing strategy, is as big as send-out cards is big and when it launched. So within send-out cards, this marketing strategy is represents a massive opportunity to every single person that's in send-out cards today. That's my feeling about it, non-sugar-coated.
Yeah, it's really, really exciting. And this is what these are the comments we want to be putting in the Facebook group, my friends. the comments of this kind of excitement. You know, when you get off a call like this and your vision has been expanded by facts, not by theories, but by facts, those are the comments you want to put in there and talk about the excitement level that we're at, that everything is coming together all at once. And it's just going to be a matter of us getting out of our own way and really going out there and building this thing, because the potential of it's just massive. I've kept you plenty long. We want to kind of finish up here. I do want to just close with kind of on a kind of an inspirational note, if you will. Here in the United States, we're going to be celebrating Independence Day here on the 4th. And, of course, Canada Day just had their day, I think it was yesterday. Not 100% sure, yesterday. And each country, you know, has their specific country days. And it was interesting. I had the opportunity. I drove up to my cabin yesterday afternoon. I had to take some things up to our cabin. And I stayed overnight, and early this morning I drove back because I had meetings all day here in Salt Lake City. Now, my cabin is about 4.5 hours away in Idaho. It's up just before you get to West Yellowstone is where our cabin is. It's about 4.5 hours away from Salt Lake City. So I stayed at the cabin last night. I woke up. I had to be at really important meetings here starting at 10:30, so I got up early. Got on the road about 6 o'clock this morning and started driving out of Island Park, Idaho. Beautiful, beautiful country setting. You get on the road heading towards Salt Lake. About 10 minutes into the ride, you get a beautiful view of the Teton Mountains off to the left. Absolutely gorgeous morning. I saw moose going through the field right next to the road. I saw eagles flying. Saw the Tetons in the background. 6:30 in the morning, nobody else on the road, and I had the opportunity to reflect. I had the opportunity to reflect on the incredible blessings that are around us every single day. I had an opportunity to reflect on the beautiful country, amazing country that I'm blessed to live in, and the fact that we're going to celebrate Independence Day. And because we're celebrating Independence Day and I had that moment of reflection this morning, I started to think about what does it mean to be independent? And I started thinking about all of you. I started thinking about the responsibility that I have to make sure that you have a tool, a vehicle that you can use to where you can claim your independence. You can claim your financial freedom. You can claim freedom of your time. You can get in the truck and drive on a 6:30 in the morning, whichever day you want, and be able to see the bounties of life that are out there. And I don't take that responsibility lightly. Like Jordan said, I'm busier than I've ever been. I'm happier than I've ever been. And you're going to see a lot more of it. We've got the debut of the new book, The Power of Human Connection, How Relationship Marketing is Transforming the Way People Succeed, will be available off the presses on July 24th. I'm going to be out doing a tour. I'm not sure exactly the dates or the places yet. We're putting that together. But we're not going to only go out and promote the book. The book is social proof of what Send Out Cards is all about. It's going to be a phenomenal tool. But we're going to go out on the road in addition to our relationship marketing summits, and we're going to talk about the power of Send Out Cards, the power of our training programs, the power of the vision, the new subscriptions, and what we're doing. And we're going to be out there in a stronghold. And we're just going to keep on doing this. We're just going to keep on working to prime the pump and get this thing flowing. I'm telling you, there's never been a more exciting time to be involved with Send Out Cards, and I just can't wait. I want to thank all of you. I want to thank all of you for your patience, for your commitment, for your loyalty, for your vision, for your hearts. Genuinely, Jody and I, we really do want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for you staying with the course. Trust the process. Trust the process. I promise we're not going to lead you astray. This is one of the best vehicles on the planet for you to claim your independence. God bless everybody. I want to unmute. Emerald, if you can unmute and have everybody be able to say goodbye as we exit off today. Thank you, everybody. Happy holidays to everybody. And just say goodbye to us as we log off. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Jordan.
Happy 4th, everyone. Thank you, Cody. See you all on the call in 45 minutes. If you need the information about the call, go to the Cool Buzz and click on weekly email. Good night, everybody.
Take care.